Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Your station, your community.
And a couple of guests. One of them's here already.
Who have we got already then?
It's the young Sean Rayner.
Sean Rayner from, well, all kinds of places, really.
Oh, he's from everywhere.
He's from everywhere.
Cooks everywhere.
He cooks everywhere.
And everything, and he's brilliant at it.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Hello there.
Now, we know you best as Fat Sean, but you are Sean, but you're not fat.
Well, no, I'm trying to watch what I eat.
Yeah, but you run two pubs, and you've got an outside catering business.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
So you run the Wheat Sheaf and the King's Head in Yarmouth.
Yep.
And you run Fat Sean's Catering, so
that's right,
that keeps you fairly busy then, doesn't
it?
Yeah,
I don't have a lot of time.
So
could we ask you, how did you get into cooking, and where did you first start?
Well, I sort of was interested as a kid, and I used to watch Mum cook and whatever, and it sort of developed from there, really. At school, we were able to do a day release at college, which was really, really good, so we were able to learn cooking as part of our curriculum. And then I was given a chance to cook at the Duke of York in Cowes when I was about 15. And it sort of progressed from there.
All right, so you've been cooking since you were 15, effectively.
At least 10 years.
Well, yeah, sort of learning, and then and then I went to college at 16 on the Isle of Wight.
So you've worked up there because they turn out some top class people from the catering school.
Yeah, well, I also, as well as being a student there, I actually taught there for 11 years as well.
Oh right, okay.
So
you know the layout up there quite well.
I do. Yes.
Yeah, one of the things we'll say, we should be very proud of our college in that department. They turn out
Absolutely. People
that work across the world, don't they?
They do. Yes, I actually got some of them work for me still now. Some of the students. Yeah,
that's good.
So in between the college and coming back to teach at the college, did you do anything else?
Yeah, I left college and went to London. I got a job as an apprentice chef at the Basil Street Hotel in Knightsbridge. One of about 17 in the kitchen. Classic French. We had 5 restaurants. It was a really good grounding. I was there for probably 2 years.
All right. So you've done quite a lot of stuff outside, so that you get more experience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I left there and went to the Waverley House, which was again a step. I got a promotion, and from there I went to work for Rowley Lee at the Kensington Place, which is quite a renowned restaurant in London.
Yeah. Have you cooked anywhere else in London?
In London, that was pretty much it. I had the 3 jobs. I was in London for nearly 5 years. And when I come back to the island, I met my wife in London.
I wasn't going to ask you too many personal questions. Yes. There, but I wondered where you met. You got a really lovely wife.
The lovely Catherine, yes.
Yeah, I met her in London in the Waverley House Hotel.
Oh.
Yeah, she was a chef as well at the time.
Oh, that's interesting, isn't it? Did I hear mention of Buckingham Palace?
Yeah, I used to do work for an outside catering company with the college, and we used to do Buckingham Palace, the Chelsea Flower Show, Wimbledon, the Open Golf. We cooked in Valderrama, the Paris Air Show, Farnborough Air Show. So we did quite a lot of work.
Wow.
And we used to take teams of students away with us and cook, actually run kitchens with the students.
Oh, so the experience shows, doesn't it, when you get to do your own business, you know exactly what you're doing and what you shouldn't do.
Well, that's right, yeah.
But having seen Sean's field kitchen, for want of a better word, it's just fully stocked, isn't it?
Yeah, we mentioned it earlier on. Maggie and I used to go to the Toe Rags event, which happened at Smallbrook Stadium for many years, and you always provided the external catering there.
That's right, yeah.
And you set up this full kitchen in a series of tents, which was amazing.
Yeah, it's been mentioned that before that people have never seen so much stainless steel in a tent.
Yes. So. Yes, I know you take pride in how clean your stuff is, which is fine, and stainless steel is the way to go. But yes, there was a lot of stainless steel in the tent.
Some of it had to be on pallets when it rained.
We did, yeah. We cooked on pallets, Well, with Fat Sean's, we've done jobs on the decks of boats, castles. We winched stuff down onto beaches. So we've sort of done all over the place, really.
So nothing stops you then?
Well, no. The weather's not great sometimes.
Right, so you're listening to the Tuesday Afternoon Show here on Vetish Radio FM 104.6 with me, Kelvin.
And me, Maggie.
And we've still got Sean in, haven't we?
We still have the lovely Sean, who's been cooking all round the country and in London and Buckingham Palace and
now he's
everywhere.
Come here.
So what brought you back to the island?
Well, we decided to move back to the island. As I said, I met my wife in London, Catherine, and we decided to come back to the island to let our children grow up on the island.
That's a lot of people say that to me. That's what it's a good place to have your children grow up.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we like the island. It's a lovely place.
So were you actually born here? Or?
No, I was actually born in Aldershot. So.
Right. Aldershot. Oh, that's quite posh, isn't it, Aldershot?
Well, maybe.
And Catherine wasn't born here, was she?
Catherine comes from Southern Ireland.
Yes, I recognise the accent. My mother came from the same part of the world. What sort of, with your outside catering, well, we know what you do in pubs, we might talk about that a bit more, but your outside catering, what sort of events can you cover with that?
Well, with that, we can do everything from little garden parties for sort of 20 plus, right the way up to cooking at the scooter rally at Smallbrook for sort of 5,000 scooters.
5,000?
Yeah, we get through the gates there. It's so pretty impressive. Yeah.
You've got a fill kitchen that can handle 5,000?
Yeah, there's other caterers on site as well.
Oh, right, fair enough.
We're sort of operational from 7 in the morning till 3 in the morning.
Okay, so not a lot of sleep going on.
4 hours.
You get a couple of hours to clear down and get set up, ready to go again.
And I've worked at a number of festivals and events like that. How do you get the supplies in? Is it a difficult thing to do?
Well, are you allowed to mention names?
You can mention names, it's fine.
Okay. We use Medina Food Service.
Other supplies are available.
And they're great.
So they just turn up.
They turn up and supply us, and they make sure that at the right time. So obviously before the event kicks off, we're all stocked up there as well.
I've been at festivals, we've both been at festivals, and first thing in the morning there's all these food delivery trucks turn up, and these poor souls have been working till 3 in the morning, and at 7 in the morning, as you say, along comes the food truck and you've got to unload it and get it in your fridge,
get it packed away ready for the off.
But it's probably quite, you probably enjoy it, don't you?
It's great. It's a real buzz. So we do lots of other things. We do a lot of weddings as well.
Yes,
that's a big part of our business.
Now, it's become quite popular to have a hog roast at a wedding, isn't
it? Yeah, we do a hog roast. We do lamb roast as well. Right the way through, a lot of people are having far less formal weddings now.
Yes.
So the hog roast, that kind of thing goes down really, really well.
We could talk for, we're not going to do it now, we could talk forever about far less formal weddings, because I think that's personally the way to go. But I don't want to keep mentioning food, because I know that the station manager's listening, having eaten his banana.
His whole banana. And a bit of yoghurt.
And he was hungry before he left the station. Now he's going to be even worse.
Oh, well, never mind.
Never mind.
So what else could you do for an outside buffet type thing, apart from your hog roast and lamb roast?
Well, we do full-on sit-down sort of four-course meals.
Mm-hmm.
We've done lobster thermidor for 200.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, that was quite a workup, that was.
I bet.
Well, we do pretty much anything. I sit down with the client, go through what they want, and have a look and see what equipment I've got and how we're going to make it happen.
Oh, it's interesting. And
so do they come to you with a budget and you work to that budget?
Always. Sometimes they'll ask me for ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they'll have some ideas in their mind. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a wedding we're doing and they want, as one of the desserts, they want a chocolate milkshake with a cookie covering the top of the cup with a straw through the centre of the cookie.
That's quite specific.
That is pretty specific, yeah. So a bit of practicing on cookies and things and whatever, but we've got it down to a T now, yeah.
And presumably some of your staff have to sample this because it's compulsory.
Well, of course, yes.
Yeah, so, what a job, eh?
Yeah.
Just have to sample chocolate milkshake.
I think I ought to be the sampler.
I think you ought to, as long as it's got no eggs in it.
Absolutely.
Actually, we could talk about that aspect of catering, couldn't we, if you wanted?
Yes.
Food allergens and things.
Well, we went to the Titanic thing, didn't we, at the Weechi.
We did, yes.
And every course, someone came out and said, there's no eggs in this, it's been done this, we've done this. And I thought that's just brilliant.
You're
how
well known
we were
for
looked
not being
after.
Able to eat eggs, but I know it's on the counter at your pubs. They've got a book of
Allergy Aware. What we do is when we write the menu, we go through and mark all the allergens. So each dish will be in that folder with the allergens marked, so we can tell customers.
And I'm not buttering you up, but your staff are well trained, because I've been to places where you say, are there any eggs in this? And not yours place, but they say, don't expect so. Well, that's not a good enough answer.
Not really. No, yeah. Not if you're allergic to them.
No, but...
But I just say, are you sure? Or I'll go and find out.
Yeah. Okay. But you'll say, either no, or say, I don't know about that particular dish because it's new or whatever.
But I'll will go find out.
Speak to the chef,
yeah. Yeah, and that's what you need to do. Yeah. Although we did have one ice cream salesman, didn't we, at a place we were at. He said, there's nothing natural in this product at all, madam. I don't think you're going to have any problems with it. Anyway, so catering is actually quite a responsible job, because not only are there allergens, but if you don't cook the food properly, you could actually make people very ill indeed.
Yeah, definitely. So the hygiene side of it's really, really important. And the process from the ingredients arriving, being stored correctly, being cooked properly and served properly. Hence why we have a lot of equipment, you know, when we set up our field kitchens, we've got the right equipment to do the right job.
You've got portable freezers. They're not that portable, but you transport.
Well, I have a fridge van.
All right, okay.
Yeah, so a refrigerated truck that we carry everything around in. And then we have another truck that's solely for equipment. Have separate trucks, yeah.
And do you presumably have separate staff to help you with the outside
kitchen? I do, yeah. Some of my chefs help me. And I've luckily enough, I've got quite a big family, so they've all been trained.
It's all on family. Well, why not? So I'm just amazed you can do anything from a party of about 20 or so up to
5,000 at a time.
Yeah, I say. I mean, our average weddings are usually sort of between sort of 80 up to 200, and then you know we sort of like fit in other things around that. So quite a lot of garden parties, anniversary parties, birthday parties.
Quite a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah,
because the island is jumping this year, isn't it?
It is. It's pretty busy already.
A lot of the hotels and stuff are saying they're fully booked up till October.
I think it's going to be quite a busy year for the island. Yeah, we just need a fair crack at the weather.
Let's have a year we've got some nice weather.
If we could book that would be great.
That'd be fantastic. I hope you're listening in the Met Office. We need that sorted out. What we'll do is that we'll take another break into some adverts, and we'll come back and talk about not going to call to the prices, but the sort of cost people will pay for these kind of things, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
You're listening to the Tuesday Afternoon Show here on Vectis Radio FM 104.6, and online, of course, with me, Kelvin,
and me, Maggie,
and we got Sean still here for our last little
bit of
talk about food, largely.
Yes.
It's just specifically wind up Ian Mac.
Yes.
Because he's hungry.
I know.
So, you're talking about size of events you can do, and people are going to be asking us, what sort of money are we talking about here? Because, you know, we can have a wedding for 100 people, or we can have a garden party for 30, it just depends, and of course it depends on what your food is. What sort of prices are you talking
just
about?
Just a rough idea.
It depends what you have. So, just for instance, say you ordered a hog roast, you'd be looking about £6 a head. You get a nice flour bap, stuffing, applesauce. Small staffing cost on top of that. Then if you wanted to add salads to make it a more substantial meal, you'd be looking at about £12 a head.
Not bad, is it?
Plus staffing.
Plus staffing cost. Yeah. But you would consult on this with the person?
Yeah, we sit down and go through it. So basically they give me a list of their requirements and I do them a quote, and then we work together to make it happen.
This sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I've actually seen you in action at places that's got a kitchen in the premises, so you just turn up there and do it on their equipment as well. So
we can do, yeah. I mean, we tend to like to use our own gear,
of course,
because we know how everything of ours works. We know the temperatures, we know how long things take. We're pretty adept at doing whatever we need.
So how long does it take in general to cook a hog? Obviously, it depends on the size.
Yeah, a hog, usually we're looking at a 70 to 80 kilo hog normally. Wow. And you're looking, that's going to take probably between 5.5 hours to 6 hours to cook.
Okay, so you have to do some of this cooking before you get to site.
Yeah, well, they need an hour to rest as well once you've cooked them, because as you know, when you roast meat, you need to let it rest before you carve it. So what we do quite often is we will travel, and that hour will be the travelling hour to wherever we're going to go to.
Oh, I see.
So, and then when we turn up, we quite often will have a kitchen set up ready, or we'll have one of our small pop-up kitchens ready to go, and then we're there ready to carve.
Excellent. I mean, that's...
So you've got to start quite early in the morning, then?
It can be. If you've got a lunch one on, you can be looking at maybe sort of a 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning start,
That's early.
Yeah.
This is why it amazes me, because you've got two pubs to run as well, but you've got a lot of good people.
I've got very good staff. I've got very good manager, very good chefs, And again, I've got a very good family that helps. Mm. So.
And you had good training in the beginning.
Yeah. So, yes, that
up
does
at the
help.
College.
Yeah, it did. College stood me in good stead.
So, if people wanted to chat to you informally about some catering arrangements, how would they get hold of you?
By phone. Mm-hmm. We have a website, which is quite good. We've also got a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the phone number?
The phone number's 0787 623 1481.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't answer straight away, it's because I'm in the kitchen and we don't get a very good signal in the kitchen.
No, I understand that. And your website is fatshawns.co.uk.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
That's the details. And if you want to sample some of this food without going out, go down the Wheat Sheaf in Yarmouth.
We have our burgers. Fat Shawn's burgers are available at both the pubs.
Mm.
So the Wheat Sheaf and the King's Head.
Yeah.
We do a different selection of burgers there, and every now and again we'll have the hog on there as well.
Weekends where there's something going on in Yarmouth, like Gaffers.
We do the hog from the back of the pub. Yeah. We normally do the firework night. We do the hog roast there with the Yarmouth Carnival.
Yeah.
Committee, which is a good one to do. We're on. We are actually on for the spring fair on the 5th of May. We have a hog roast stand on the quay at Yarmouth.
Oh,
that should be fun.
So that's going to be quite a good one. Yeah, that. If the weather's nice, that'll be great.
So if you're thinking about having a hog roast for your event, then get down to Yarmouth on the 5th of May and try out some of Fat Shawn's original hog roast.
Perhaps you'll save me a bit.
You never know. So we've got fatshawns.co.uk. All the details are on there. Also advertises the pubs and everything else as well, which is excellent stuff. Just quickly, you generally don't do bars. You could do a bar if you wanted to, but you tend to contract that out, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We use a company called Easy Bar.
Mm.
Or we can do bars as well, but we tend to work with Easy Bar.
To do.
Yeah, I'm pretty busy. So.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, Sean.
Thank you.
It's been lovely to see you.
So fatshawns.co.uk will give you all the details you need, and I'm sure he'd be happy to see you at one or the other of his establishments or something he's doing the catering for. So, hey, what was it, 5th of May?
Yes.
Yarmouth Quay. It's not far away, is it?
I should be there.
We'll be there.
I'll be there.
This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.